It's an amazing reading, and really grateful to Debbie and Barry for doing it. I obviously didn't explain clearly enough that it was the two halves of the same reading, so sorry about that. But it's this moment where Peter and John have been proclaiming who Jesus is after there's been a remarkable healing. And we've just heard about how they go about defending themselves and speaking to the people at the time. Now, just want to have a little bit of a think together. Put some road signs up here. Okay, road signs. Anyway, I'm sure we've got lots of drivers in the congregation. And also lots of people who travel in cars. So I'm hoping we'll be able to nail these different signs. Okay, there's one really easy one because it's written. Okay, give way. What do you have to do when you have to give way? You have to stop. Okay, stop and let the other people go first. Okay, if there's anyone else coming, you have to let them go first. Okay. Okay, the one in the middle with the two arrows, what does that mean? Two-way driving. Okay, two-way driving. And there's actually a road. I'm sure you've driven along it. If you go up towards up Shaftesmore Lane, and you just turn right, just where the supermarket is there, and you go across the roundabout, and you go onto a road there. Okay, and there are two roads side by side. I'm not describing it very well, but basically, it looks as if it should be one way. Okay, it looks as if it should be one way. So those are really useful signs. And once, when I was young and stupid, I remember driving to visit someone in a hospital in Liverpool, and I was in all my sort of clergy gear, and there was a junction like this, and I drove up the right-hand lane, okay, like that, about to turn into the hospital, and this young woman in a car here said, It's amazing how hot you can get in a car, isn't it? Amazing. Okay, the blue one. What's the blue one? One way. Okay, one way. The red one with a stripe in the middle? That's very good, very good. The one with the man and his umbrella? Roadworks. And the one in the corner going like that? Pardon? Roundabout. Okay, roundabout. Okay. When you see a sign, do you do what it says at the point that it says to do it? Sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes you do, and sometimes you do what it says afterwards. Okay. Now then, couple of signs here, which I'm sure people are used to. This. This one on the M42 is I don't know why I'm particularly fond of this sign. It always reminds me of someone crossing their legs like that. Doesn't anything like that? There's something just wonderfully Birmingham about this. It would make so much easier if the left-hand lane went left and the right-hand lane went right. But no, this is Brum, so we'll cross them over like that. Isn't that lovely? Apparently some people call this the bunny sign, okay? Because it looks a bit like a rabbit. So you're driving up the M42 and you see this sign and I think, oh, I'm nearly home. And I have to remember to stay left even though I'm going right, okay? And our old friend Spaghetti Junction, okay? It's really funny talking to people who don't drive through Spaghetti Junction very often. I mean, I don't drive it through it very often, but They make it sound as if they're, you know, they've got to negotiate the mouth of hell or something. You know, actually, it's just a road. And it's remarkably well signposted. Particularly the one on the left. Would you stop at the sign? You wouldn't, would you? The sign is telling you to do something. To go somewhere, to look at something. the sign itself is actually not of great value once you've seen it. The sign tells you what to do. A couple more signs, okay? Just down at the bottom of College Road, there's this sign, okay? When you come to this sign, is that Spark Hill? Is that it? Of course. Okay. The sign is showing you where Spark Hill starts. Okay? You go past the sign and into Spark Hill. Okay? Into Spark Hill. If you were coming to our church and you found this sign, would you have arrived? Well, yes, but no. Okay? We've never had a service around that sign. Okay? Signs show you something, don't they? They point towards something. They ask you to do something. And in this story of Peter and John at the temple, there has been an amazing sign. A man who has been begging at the gate for many, many years has been healed. But Peter and John don't let people stop at the sign. They say, this is something which points towards Jesus. And they begin to explain who Jesus is. They begin to explain what Jesus has done. They begin to explain how people must turn and believe in him. You see, the sign points people towards Jesus. And it's a really important point in the story. Because even though the healing is wonderful, and it is wonderful, that man ultimately will die. He's not with us now, is he? We trust that he is with the Lord in glory. But Jesus and his story is eternal. Eternal. So the power of signs is not in and of themselves. The power of signs is that they point us towards Jesus. They point us towards the one who is the one that we are looking for. Now, in this story, we get at least two signs, okay? Firstly, there's the wonderful healing, which we didn't read the story of it, but we get that wonderful healing. But there's also this beautiful phrase, which is in the reading. I don't know if you picked it up when Barry read it for us. When they saw that these were unschooled men, they marveled, they took note that they had been with Jesus. Isn't that amazing? When they saw that they were unschooled people, they took note that they had been with Jesus. In other words, there are at least three signs going on. There is the healed man, praise God, and then there's Peter and John, who fearlessly point to Jesus, and they begin to explain who Jesus is, and we get that wonderful story. And we also get that wonderful conversation where the people in the Sanhedrin are saying, no, 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 you've got to stop. And they say, you judge for yourself whether we obey you or God. We will not stop talking about what we have seen and heard. So yes, there's a wonderful sign in the healing, but there's also a wonderful sign in Peter and John themselves. They point people to Jesus. Now then, some pictures here. Okay. When people want to sort of advertise a restaurant or something like that, they quite often dress up, don't they? like the food that they are trying to sell. Okay? I'm deeply grateful to God that I've never had to do this. Okay? But, you know, you do occasionally meet people, don't you, who are dressed up like a hot dog or a pizza or tacos or something. Okay? They are trying to show people through who they are, what they're wearing, that what they want them to go and eat. Okay? They are, if you like, a human sign. Okay. Now, I need a volunteer. Okay, any volunteers? Emmanuel, would you volunteer for me? No, not listening anyway. Anyway, anyone want to be a volunteer? Toby? Way to go. Good man. Come on then, come down the front. Why are you going the long way around? Okay, right, let's give Toby a little round of applause. Lovely to see you. Now, Toby, just come stand up here. That's it, way to go. Did you watch the football last night? That's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
You did? Did? I was very disappointed that Real Madrid won again. Again? 15 times. That's just greedy, isn't it? That's just greedy. Anyway, right. Signs. We're thinking about signs. And what I want to do is, I want to try to make you into a sign that points people to Jesus. Okay? A sign that points people to Jesus. Now, a bit like these people up there and up there, they look like the thing that they are trying to point people towards. Okay? They look like a pizza, or they look like a hot dog, okay? So if we were trying to point people towards Jesus, how would we look like the thing that we are trying to point people towards? What sort of characteristics, what sort of qualities would we want a sign that points people to Jesus to have? Now then, should we go and ask people what they think? Come on then. Can you come with me? Okay, so if, you don't have to hide, if Toby is going to point people towards Jesus, what sort of characteristics, what sort of things should he show? What sort of thing should he be wearing? Let's just go into this little gap up here. What sort of things, what sort of qualities should he have? So, let's go on, shout it out. What sort of things should Toby have to show people, be a sign pointing them towards Jesus? Kindness. That's a good one. Oh, hang on. Kindness. Great. Compassion. Let's go up here a bit further. Okay. Compassion. Compassion. Joy. That's a good one. And it's short. That's a good one for your heart. Joy. Is that all right? Okay. What else did we say? Patience. Can I have your arm? Good man. Can you stick that on for me? What did you say? Sorry? Can I put humility? Humility. Oh, look at all these wonderful words. You're going to be so like Jesus. Right. Here we go. Let's put that one there. Is that all right? What are you doing? Okay. What is it? Forgiveness. Do you know what? There's a bit of a design fault here, mate. Forgiveness. Truthful. Just put truth. Here we go. You're looking good, mate. You're looking good. Right, let's go down here and see what else I've got to say. What else have we got? Love. Do you know what? I think these are a bit dodgy post-its. These are. Love. Raising the dead. Gordon Bennett. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
What did you do over the weekend? They're going to say when you went to school. Oh, raise the dead. Right. Okay, raising the dead. Blimey. That's some superpower, isn't it? Raising the dead. Okay. Is that all right? Good man. Doing really well. Okay, let's go a bit further. What else we got? Servant. Whoa. Remember that when your mum asked you to do something this afternoon? Servant. Whoa, Jesus was a servant, wasn't he? Look at that. You doing all right? You're looking good. Right, anything else? Anything else? Sharing chocolate biscuits. Really? To that length? Sharing. I think we're just going to put down sharing biscuits. Biscuits. Okay. Look at you. Look, you can't. Right. Sharing biscuits. You're doing really well, mate. Anything else? Honesty. That's a good one. Honesty. Honesty. Honesty is something about your head, you know. I'm going to put it on there. Is that all right? Oh! Can you walk with me? Oh, Lord, deliver us. Right, here we go, here we go, here we go. Right, come on then, let's go back down the front. Let's go back down the front. Right, okay, so, what have we got? So, Toby, let's turn you around here, just so that you can see everybody. Okay, just come to the front. Okay, we've got humility. We've got servant, we've got truth, we've got forgiveness, we've got raising the dead, we've got sharing biscuits, we've got honesty. Could you hold that one for me? We've got kindness. We've got patience. We've got love. We've got joy. We've got humility. Do we think that Jason looks like Jesus? Yes. Yes. Oh, sorry. 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 I'm so sorry. Do we think that Toby looks like Jesus?
Yes.
Way to go. Can we give him a big round of applause, please? Yeah. All right. I should have practiced this at home, shouldn't I? Never mind. I've got a bit on the back. Can we get this off for you? Good man. Here we are. Thank you so much. Okay.
You and I can be a sign. We can be someone that points people to Jesus. We can be like him. We can be like Peter and John that day. It doesn't matter what our background is. They were clearly unschooled people. We know, don't we, from earlier on in the story that they were fishermen. They were out of their depth in Jerusalem. They were with the posh people of the day, okay? But they pointed people to Jesus. So, this coming week, remember the signs and remember that you too can be one. Amen. We're going to have our prayers now, and Lawrence is going to lead us in a time of prayer. So, hand over to him.